Yeah, they're gonna.
That's crazy because Adidas was the first. They were the first ones in Russia. They were the Adidas was during the
after the
1980 Olympics. They were making the fucking
the CCP
the tracksuits.
Yeah, those are so awesome. Yeah. The red.
Are you serious? They cut off tracksuits.
They cut off tracksuits to Russia.
What the fuck fuck did the average Russian person do to deserve that?
Well, hopefully they're gonna get on those streets and tell Putin they don't want this war anymore.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, I saw a really interesting perspective.
That's fucking crazy.
That the Russians, they arrested a black basketball player.
Oh, Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner. And
beautiful
they,
woman.
They did that because Putin knows that Biden's base is Democratic black women.
Wait, right. Was that his logic?
This is what I read online.
Yeah,
from
that
a very,
a
smart,
sense.
Wise black woman.
That makes a lot of sense.
Putin is trying to upset Biden's base because he knows that now Biden has to start a war to rescue one.
He's going
to
arrest all the black women.
Yeah,
he's going to come. Yeah. He's going to send in with like they're going to take their flags off their uniforms. Black like Delta Force Russian guys arrest all the black women. And then we're going to have like a day without black women in this country and this country will stop working.
Wait, you think they're going to come into America and take
our
black
gonna
women?
They're going to steal our black women.
A day without black women? Yeah, good luck. Good luck going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good luck going to McDonald's.
Good luck getting a new license plate for your
car.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Good luck getting great service at the DMV.
Yeah. A day without black women? You better hope you don't want a substitute teacher that is not going to adhere to the lesson plan at all for the day.
Tell you about her childhood in the Bahamas.
Good luck. A day without black women?
Oh,
you know, they tried that on The View recently, and it didn't work out too good.
Wasn't funny.
Ratings through the floor.
Yeah. Wasn't funny. No truths about Jews were sold.
No good points about the Holocaust.
The thing I love about I love her, dude. I love how she sits there, and you can't tell whether she's sleeping.
Yep.
She could very well be sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Half the episode, watch The View.
Well, she wears sunglasses, right?
Watch The View and try to figure out whether Whoopi Goldberg is awake or sleeping.
Hell yeah.
And you won't know until she says something. But the thing she says does not prove that she hadn't been asleep prior to her speaking.
It's just her kind of checking in to have plausible deniability about being awake the whole time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, respect to... Honestly, The View kind of is this show. They're kind of sleepwalking
through
it.
We are the male view.
We're the male view.
A lot of men have... Or a lot of people have called us the male Sex in the City, but...
They got this show, The View. What's that stand for? The Vugina?
The Vugina.
That's what I look at it and say, what is this? The Vugina?
I'm trying to see some fucking pussy. Fuck this. Where's the Vugina?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
How many bitches are on The View? Four? Do we need a fourth?
Four. They got to add five, bro.
They change it up.
They switched it up. You were watching it for a while, Nick, when you got the antenna.
I mean, I was watching it back when I lived in Austin all the time.
Mm. I would get sucked off by Matt Hasselbeck's wife.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Even though our views are quite different.
It's crazy. That's what she looked like in 1999.
She
which
looks
I guess
exactly
is,
the same.
Which I guess is, nah, she doesn't. She's easily 700-800 pounds heavier than she is here.
Whoopi?
Yeah.
But that's a look that ages well. Also, it's kind of like,
oh, yeah.
It's kind of like when, you know, kind of like when Jordan bulked up and became more of a jump shooter.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's kind of Whoopi. You know?
Well, she just wears like cloaks and stuff.
The cloaks, the dreads. Yeah. Like she always kind of.
She looks cool.
She always kind of dressed like that.
She
and
looks
then,
like the one black professor at Hogwarts.
She's such a bizarre like cultural icon because it's like she's persisted. She's been around forever.
Yeah, and then it's like you look at her resume. It's like, wait, what exactly did she? Like she wasn't a stand-up comic. She did like a one-woman play or some shit.
You think the color? You think
Act.
Oh, The Color Purple.
Sister Act was a
but
banger.
That was Oprah.
Sister Act was a
that was Oprah.
It was Oprah, wasn't even.
Which is weird too, by the way, that Oprah just randomly popped in a couple movies here and there.
Yeah, just
I
when
hate
she
that.
Well,
to.
Oprah's.
Just when,
I hate that.
Just when she
stay
wanted
in
to.
The fucking talk show.
Just
please.
When she
you're the
to.
Best talk show host.
Oprah's
your daytime Howard Stern.
Yeah, Oprah. Oprah's got the cash money mindset because Oprah, when she did Color Purple, she went to Steven Spielberg's house and she was like, I want to be Jewish.
Right.
Whoopi took the name. Fucking Oprah took the money.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Yeah, she got the bag.
And by the way, Oprah, I don't know if you guys know this. You know where she got her start?
in Chicago.
Baltimore.
No, yeah, she was a local news, right?
Really?
In Baltimore. I think she went by Sally.
The WJZ.
WJZ, the CBS affiliate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought she was from Chicago.
Well, I think, she flopped in... In Baltimore, it was like Bill Belichick on the Browns was Whoopi in Baltimore,
and then she became the goat.
Then she became the goat in Chicago.
Wow,
yeah, not so fucking easy, is it, Oprah, to fucking make it in Baltimore? Yeah, you're talking to Magoobie's Joke House 2012 New Comedian of the Year, bitch. I could fucking handle that market.
Do you know where her name, her stage name?
Sally.
No, Whoopi Goldberg's stage name.
Oh wait. What's her real name?
She stated that her stage four name, Whoopi, was taken from a whoopee cushion.
Okay.
Respect.
When you're performing stage, you never really have the time to go into the bathroom and close the door. So if you get a little gassy, you got to let it go.
Nuh-uh.
So people used to say to me, you're like a whoopee cushion.
Because she farted so much?
Yeah,
because
you just like... Wow!
Then when stand-up comedy was like a seven-minute set. You put 7 minutes together and you got an HBO.
Of course.
You're on a showcase.
Yeah. Well, and you know what's funny is if they had known the truth, her name would have been Queefy Goldberg.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because it was all coming out
from
of her
the puss.
Big fat puss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was getting stuffed before the show.
A couple of times where they called her Shitty Goldberg.
Shitty Goldberg.
Yeah.
Because
when you're on stage, you don't got time not to take a shit. I used to shit myself on stage.
Where does the name Shitty Goldberg come from?
She just has little pebbles. She just shits like a cat for some reason. Little pebbles coming down her leg.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In 2011, my mother did not name me Whoopi, but Goldberg is my name. It's part of my family, part of my heritage, just like being black. I just know I am Jewish. I practice nothing. I don't go to temple, but I do remember the holidays.
Wow.
That's awesome.
You know who else does
that? People would
say,
come on, are you Jewish? And I always say, would you ask me that if I was white? I bet not.
That's an awesome question.
One account suggests that her mother, Emma Johnson, thought the family's original surname was not Jewish enough for a daughter to become a star.
Okay, obviously. Quit lying, Whoopi.
Whoopi rocks, dude.
Quit lying.
How about this?
Farty McJewerson. Farty Jewerson.
Fuck the Jews. Who cares? Whoopi
okay,
can,
I
Whoopi
don't know about that,
the,
but...
Whoopi can... I do.
It's a little bit... Whoopi you took it one step too far.
And you know what?
There.
I'm in the middle on that issue. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thanks,
I can
stop.
See both sides.
Thanks, the consummate moderate.
I'll tell you what happens. Whoopi Goldberg, she gets a little too hot on The View...
Yeah.
And they put it from the house back into the field.
Okay.
That's what happened.
I don't know about that.
And you know exactly who did it.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
Are you saying the Jews made Whoopi a slave?
Whoopi should have just said when people asked her about her last name, she was like, oh, well, my family was owned by Jews.
That would have been an awesome
that
move.
Would have been good.
And then Jewish people have to be like, oh, but...
Whoops.
Wait, we let you go for free?
Yeah.
When we were told by the government that we had to?
They were definitely Jewish slave owners, right?
Oh, yeah, there were some.
The majority of them.
No, I don't know about that. I wouldn't say the majority, just based on demographics in this country. It wouldn't.
Yeah, the South just crawling
right.
with Jews.
Maybe a disproportionate amount.
Go get me my matzo ball soup. Ain't nothing like a nice cold matzo ball soup on a summer's day.
I think we already did
I
it.
Am
we did this on the show, right?
Did
we already looked up slavery and the Jews.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we've done it, so we can move along. You know who else is...
Yeah, the first name is the Friedland family.
No. My family came over in the 1980s.
You were sent to South Africa.
We were sent back to Africa.
You were sent back to Africa.
Go back.
The title of Martin's book, The Jewish Onslaught, Dispatches from the Wellesley Battlefront, gave a clear preview of his... Yeah,
from the show Martin.
From
the
Martin.
Character.
Yeah.
Wrote a book about
Martin
Jews.
Martin
Damn Gina Lawrence.
It was a mixture of discussion, factual refutation, and angry recrimination. The last... To the Jews and their favorite Negroes who have insisted on attacking me, I say, I'm having trouble reading this article.
Mm-hmm.
It's poorly
That's
written
right.
and gay.
That's all right, man.
Let's get to Jews, slaves, and the slave trade, setting the record straight.
Let's just, Nick, let's skip ahead to Jews and writing incredibly predatory contracts in the music industry
That's
for
true.
Black people.
That
okay?
is true.
okay? Because we
that
put,
goes to show
we
you.
Put them on the damn radio. Okay,
yeah. Yep.
Ooh, here we go. Jews and the Negro Slavery in the Old South, 1789 to 1865, on JSTOR by B.W. Korn.
Brandon Wardell Korn.
I tell you, these
an awesome
old
kind of
census tracts. Got me feeling.
You know what other black comedian is claiming a Jewish heritage?
Who's that?
Tiffany Haddish.
Really?
Her last special on Netflix, which is a tour de force.
Oh, here we go. The Jewish politician and slave owner who was the brains of the Confederacy.
Wow.
Her last special is called Black Bat Mitzvah.
Judah Benjamin was the largest Jewish slave owner in the South.
I think I knew that, actually.
And the key member of Confederacy. Then why didn't you volunteer?
He was in
that?
The CSA.
Yeah. Wow, you know a lot about this guy.
No,
huh?
But I just remember I was reading about the Civil War and I was like, how did this guy get a name Judah Benjamin?
Right. Yeah, you felt some pride swell up in your heart.
Well, it was just nice to see us in, you know, positions of leadership.
even within the
Confederacy. It doesn't happen a lot.
It is, I will say, that is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Because you know they weren't friends of Jews.
Oh, my God. We were next on the list. Mm-hmm. They were like, if it weren't the blacks, it would be you, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was Judah up to? How did he fucking get all those slaves?
He was on 30 Rock. He wore a hat. A funny hat.
The hat that said slave owner.
Slave owner.
He wore a trucker hat that said slave owner. He was wearing it ironically, and then the rest of the Confederacy just gave him some slaves. Mm-hmm. They thought, oh, well.
That's facts.
He's wearing the hat. He's one of us. And that's how he snuck in.
Yeah. Classic ploy. Classic tricky Jew move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, Judah Friedlander's character in 30 Rock is Italian.
Wow, I feel lied to.
So,
I mean, on Seinfeld, none of them are technically Jewish, right?
What are you talking about?
Costanza's not Jewish.
Costanza's Italian, but Jerry is Jewish. What the fuck?
I think Elaine's not Jewish.
She's from Baltimore. I don't know if she's Jewish or not.
But, I mean, they're all Jews.
That's not true.
Culturally, they're all Jews.
They live in New York.
Probably
that's
Jerry's.
The difference.
What? I mean, it's a show about four Jews, but they don't say that they're all
they're
Jewish.
Not. What?
Costanza's
not Jewish.
I mean, but
not
he's
Jewish.
Basically a
Kramer might as I don't know. Kramer.
He thinks
like
everyone is out to get him.
Kramer's anti-Semitic, probably. If you had to guess, Kramer's probably anti-Semitic.
I mean, if I had to guess, he's anti-something.
Oh, this is interesting. The source of anti-Semitism in Brazil is that Christian inhabitants were jealous of the Jews for owning the most slaves.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that's not my problem.
So
that's
you
kind of
earned it.
Yeah. Some
Brazil's the one place you earned it.
Oh, yeah.
Some Jews from Brazil migrated to Rhode Island, and the American colonies played a significant but non-dominant role in the 18th century slave trade of that colony.
Wow.
Wow.
Pretty messed up, if you ask me. Look up Greek slave owners now. I feel left out.
Like, oh, when did your family come to America? They moved here in the 18th century to Rhode Island. Like, oh, were they Europe, English or Irish? Like, no, they were a Jewish slave owners.
They were Brazilian Jews.
Brazilian Jews slave owners.
Kid. You know what?
Wicked slave owners down there in Brazil.
That's an interesting kind of person to be, a Brazilian Jew.
Yeah, they're probably.
We're looking at possibly some huge schnozzes.
Yeah.
Because you can get a.
It's,
really
like,
it's
like an unstable element. Sort
yeah,
of.
It's too much.
Yeah.
You could get like the hottest woman you've ever seen in your life if you get all the good attributes and maybe the worst looking woman
in Brazil.
Yeah, just Wario.
You could get girl Wario. You could just get the fucking biggest dime piece, fattest titties.
Throat.
Yeah. It could go either way. That's really interesting stuff. I'd love to tangle with a Brazilian Jew. If you're out there, if there's any Latina Jewesses.
I'm thinking about getting into hot air balloon.
Curly hair, big ass, fat nose. I'm getting kind of hard right now thinking about these bitches.
I might go on a hot air balloon ride.
It sounds
this
like
week.
A Greek woman.
That's maybe yeah, that's
yesterday would have been the day to do it.
Dude, yesterday was nice.
Yeah. Yesterday was beautiful.
They should do a hot air balloon ride from Central Park to Prospect Park.
They should.
The city should set that up. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna do a lot of bead on Eric Adams.
Yep.
Confront him in public.
Dude, I'm loving our mayor.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Are you? Why?
Everything he says
racist.
Is the best.
Racist. Go ahead.
How's it racist?
Explain why.
I just think everything he says is cool.
Wow.
Like what? What's he said?
I don't know. I saw yesterday he walked past the the baths in the East Village, the Russian baths, mind you. So yeah. he could have been Russophobic,
of course.
And he said he's going to have to come back and take a bath himself.
Why is that a cool thing to say?
I don't know. That's
why don't you say it the way you would have said it had I not preemptively accused you of racism.
Okay, let's. If you didn't say that I was racist, I would have said, you know, I'm gonna have to come.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Is that your Eric Adams impression?
It's Eric Adams. It's also Uncle Ben from Uncle
Ben's.
It's
Uncle Ben. No, even though he's never spoken. He said, that's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to have to come back there.
This is Luke Skywalker going through the desert, and he's like, he meets Alec Guinness. He's like, oh, you're Uncle Ben? And he's like, yes, what were you expecting? He's like, don't worry about it. I don't want it. You know, they said I got to go through all these sand people to find my Uncle Ben. I thought maybe I was allowed to use the word.
Yeah, I thought I had a little bit more sauce. I thought
in the family tree I was 1/8 or something.
Yeah.
You know those kind of guys that look white but get to say it.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'd hit that lottery.
God. Just ultimate freedom. The freest man.
Mm-hmm. That is funny though to have to like pull out your like family pictures of your family to prove you could say it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
this
gotta
is
be a
my,
tough situation.
I have a picture of my great great grandmother in my wallet. And it's just a picture of Harriet Tubman.
Why did you say Sojourner Truth?
Because I think last time I thought that was the same person. I think one time I said it on the show, and then I'm now afraid to say.
Advertisement for the slave auction of slave trader Jacob Levine.
Okay. All right, man. What does it say in the ad?
Will be sold on
the best
Monday,
prices.
Best.
The 3rd January next at the courthouse at 10 o'clock. 22 likely Negroes, the number of which are young and desirable.
Oh, my gosh.
Among them are field hands, hustlers and carriage drivers, house servants.
Hustlers.
This is horrible.
Et cetera.
There's hustlers.
And of the following ages, Robinson, 40, Elsley, 34, Yannicky, 13.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Scylla, she's 11. Anarchy's 8 years
Anakin?
Old.
Anakin,
Robinson, 6, Candy, 3,
oh, Jesus Christ,
Infant,
dude.
9, Thomas, 35,
oh, Infant doesn't have a name,
D, 38, Amy, 18, Eldridge, 13, Charles, 6.
It's crazy to own people. It's crazy. Mm.
God damn,
the above
dude.
Negroes are sold for the purpose of making some other investment of the proceeds. The sale will therefore be positive.
Mm-hmm.
Terms, a credit of 1, 2, and 3 years for notes payable at either of the banks with 2 or more approved endorsers with interest from date. Purchasers to pay for the papers.
That was written in there. It was underlined and it had stars next to it.
Yeah.
And it was a little smiley face.
It has the hidden mug and debits.
I love this part. It includes that the purchasers will have to pay for the papers that the contracts are written on.
Wow, very on brand. Through and through.
You don't wanna you know how much paper is these days. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so
I love this. As a historian, Seymour Drescher emphasizes the problems of determining whether or not slave traders were Jewish. And he goes, due to forcible conversions of Jews to Christianity. It's impossible for historians to determine what portion of these slave traders are.
All right, so I guess zero.
Because to do so would require the historian to choose one of several definitions of Jewish.
Well, how about this?
Dude, Seymour Drescher getting us off.
If they were eligible for birthright, then they're Jewish.
That's probably a good maxim.
That's a good maxim, you know?
Yeah.
Because what is it? How do you, if you're eligible, how is it your mom just has to be Jewish?
You could literally say you're interested in being Jewish. You know?
Really?
Yeah. I think I knew someone that did that. It's a free trip.
Were they a slave owner? Look at this guy, Aaron Lopez. He looks like fucking Dave Portnoy.
He really does.
This guy, Aaron Lopez.
Is he one of the Barstool Brazilian Jews?
El Presidente.
Barstool slaves. Is he one of the Brazilians?
I've got a boat. I've got an auction block. We're going out today. It's going to be a great day. We're going to make a lot of money.
Wait.
Is that close?
Hold on.
Maybe.
Pornoy's from Boston.
Yeah.
Brazilian
Boston,
Jews
yeah.
went to Rhode Island.
Yeah, they did.
Is it possible
100%
that Dave Portnoy is descended?
Yeah, my great granddad. My great fucking granddad, Aaron Lopez.
Yep.
Aaron Lopez, Francis Salvador, Judah Toro.
Judah Toro is a sick name.
Yeah.
Sick.
Judah
and
the
Ham Solomon.
That's cool guy. Ham Solomon?
Mm-hmm.
Ham.
Jewish slave owners were found mostly in businesses or domestic settings rather than on plantations. So most of the slave ownership was in an urban context. Running a business or as domestic servants, Jewish slave owners freed their black slaves at about the same rate as non-Jewish slave owners.
So not often.
Yeah, so they did
almost never.
Just as bad. Jewish slave owners sometimes bequeathed slaves to their children in their wills.
What did the Torah say about slavery, Adam?
You can have slaves.
Mm.
If I'm remembering correctly, you can have slaves, but they have to be able to buy their freedom.
Mm.
So if they, like, they can buy their freedom from.
Oh, now there's a whole huge section here on Jewish abolitionists.
Oh.
Now let's see. Where's the section on how many of them died in the Civil War? None. Okay.
They got the text.
None of them. So they just
they got
they
the facts
personally
from
felt
Israel.
That somebody should do something about slavery. But in the section titled "Did anyone actually do anything?"
Which is there, by the way.
Which is here.
There wasn't a single Jew at Gettysburg.
In the Civil War era, prominent Jewish religious leaders in the United States engaged in public debates about slavery. Generally, rabbis from the Southern states supported slavery.
Rabbis from the South
yeah.
in the middle of the Civil War.
Yeah, yeah. You got to stick with your squad.
How many? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just a simple racist rabbi. I'm just a simple country rabbi.
Yeah.
I'm a simple country rabbi.
And could you not say that all of us have a price? That every soul does have a price himself?
That's fucking wild, dude. Who are choosing this, huh? You fucking 1800s. I wonder if they circumcised
their slaves.
Their slaves.
Yeah, but they had to work on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. All the other plantations, I think the slaves got off on Sundays.
A fun little hate crime.
Well, they must get off on Fridays.
A fun little hate crime to do is go to.
No, they're not Jewish.
DC and in the middle of the night. You break into the African American History Museum and you hook up a bunch of extension cords and take them all the way to the Holocaust Museum and then plug in a bunch of like computers and phone chargers inside the Holocaust Museum and then just let the world find out about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? Is that that's like a installation art?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my Banksy move.
Is
accusing the.
Is Thurgood Marshall charging his phone?
Accusing the workers of the Holocaust Museum of stealing electricity from the, from the African American History Museum. And while everybody's mad about that, I've secretly stolen Archie Bunker's chair from the American History Museum.
It's a perfect crime.
And I'm using.
Ocean's 15.
And it's in my.
That's your national treasure.
Yeah. Because England is a fag country.
That's so fucking true.
Yeah.
England is a fag country.
What a quote.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
He's like,
the empire was gay.
Spot the lie.
Are they still twirling around little umbrellas like this? Are they still pulling a handkerchief out of this?
Damn, TV was so much better in the fucking
70s. Just that show, though.
Yeah, him, that
character.
The rest
of it's like fucking Emergency or Chips or fucking Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, that's true.
The Jeffersons?
Jefferson was good.
That's a
spinoff.
Spinoff of that show.
Sanford and Son?
That's a banger.
That's good.
Still holds up.
But all the Norman Lear shit, obviously, is an exception.
Yeah.
But then, yeah.
He's still alive?
The rest of it's just Big Bang Theory.
I think he's 100 years old.
You think he's still getting pussy?
Mm-hmm. I think he's up in Connecticut getting pussy right now.
Getting his old ass dick sucked on.
You know, I put George Jefferson on television.
Yeah. Presently, according to the Orthodox Union, the Forward and Jewish Quarterly, slavery is absolutely unacceptable.
They got it right. They got it right. It took them
presently.
It took them. Yeah. It took them a little, but they got it right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they would. I wonder if Jews would in Israel if they would have Palestinian slaves if they could.
I think they just have African slaves. They have regular African slaves.
Yeah. No, don't like the Ethiopian Jews not get their passports or something. Aren't they treated like way shittier?
I think that they're like, I don't know, they're like underserved communities.
Yeah, we need to send the black Israelites over there.
We got to teach them what being an Israelite
that
is all about.
That would be so sick, dude.
Just straighten
if,
them out.
If black Israelites took over, can we fund a black Israelite militia to take over Israel?
Dude, Israel's trying to make, is trying to, because they have
aren't they all just
strong diplomatic
aren't they all
relations?
Getting like corona now? Like, I don't really pay attention, but they're on like ooh. The seventh shot and they're all
oh,
just
they have
up.
So many boosters.
I
ooh,
love that.
Israel?
Shit. Leave it yeah. to, leave it to,
they got the
leave
vaccine
it to old,
first.
Exactly. Leave it to old Jews to be first in line for a new technology
well,
and then
free.
Not use it correctly.
Yeah.
That's fucking, they're all like, I'm going, I'm
I
getting
want
the
to.
New iPhone at 11 a.m. tomorrow and then I've got 12 Genius Bar appointments. For when I inevitably break it trying to log into my email.
Israel's trying to broker the peace right now.
Really?
Yeah, because they have strong diplomatic relationships.
China will do it. Israel won't do it.
With Ukraine and
they will not.
Russia.
Well, with both?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Because everybody in Israel is either Russian or Ukrainian.
That's true.
Because
yeah,
there's
yeah.
no such thing as Israelis. They're all just Europeans.
Well, that's not true. They're also Jews from the Middle East.
Yeah, no, that's not.
There's like 15
that's,
guys.
That's not.
There's a lot of them.
They're all just people.
But they're
there
not
a lot
ones,
of Mizrahi Jews.
They're not
in
the
Israel.
Ones who are living nice in Israel, right?
Oh, those guys.
It's mostly the Russians. It's
those
just,
guys.
It's literally Netanyahu's from Philly. We've been over this.
Mm.
They're like those kind of guys, but then there are Russians that came over after the Soviet Union. And a lot of them aren't Jewish. They just lied so they can get out.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. They like eat pork and stuff.
Respect.
They rock.
Okay, that's
so
nice.
Now they just live in Israel.
And then
there's like a bunch of Jews from like Iraq and stuff.
Damn.
That came over.
Yeah.
And Iran and stuff. Persian Jews and stuff. And they, let me tell you something, they love the Palestinians, those boys. And North Africa. There are a lot of North African Jews.
That's
too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you being sort of facetious about
no,
them?
No, they are. They really don't.
Yeah.
They really don't. There was like a picture during the last Gaza thing of like a Mizrahi family just setting up with lawn chairs like by the fence around Gaza just watching the atrocities.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
That's why we need the black Israelites. Let's give them some fucking weapons.
Yeah.
And send them over there.
We gotta send them in. They're ready dressed kind of like ninjas.
They're dressed. Yeah, they look awesome.
I can't wait for the U.S. to get fucking wrecked. I guess Biden's issuing some executive order about crypto now because they know the dollar is finally about to be fucking destroyed, replaced by the yuan.
Yeah.
And regular Americans are supposed to suffer. So we have to, it has to be illegal for us to have cryptocurrencies while all the capital flight happens safely for Nancy Pelosi.
Should I put my money in the yen?
You should convert all of your money to renminbi right now.
Renminbi, what the fuck is that?
I think that's their digital currency.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wait, yen is
I don't
Japanese?
Know what it is,
yeah,
but
yen
you should
is Japanese.
No, yuan. Yuan.
Yuan is
yuan?
Chinese.
Yeah, Japanese.
Wait, what's the Chinese dollar? It's called the yuan.
Yuan. Yeah.
It's just almost yen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They added a U between? I mean,
well, they're almost.
But that's the thing about Chinese, all the words sound the same anyways.
True.
Yeah. Money is qian.
Qian?
Qian.
Qian.
Yeah. The dollar is yen.
Okay.
China is qian.
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 Qian. Qian. Qian. Yeah, it's all the same word.
I need a fucking big-titted Chinese wife to show me how to get everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She just has to come in the morning and cut my hair with a sword
yes.
while I'm looking out the window.
That would be so fucking awesome. What kind of breakfast do Chinese people have?
General Tso's breakfast.
Just eggs in the sauce?
Yeah, General Tso's eggs.
Yeah, me moving to China, I just have every meal General Tso's.
Yeah, General Tso's Benedict.
I'd like a General Tso's ham and cheese sandwich.
Eggs General's Benedict. That actually would be pretty tight.
Egg General's Benedict?
Yeah, we're not far out from that. There's going to be a place.
Fried chicken?
I guarantee there'll be a restaurant in Brooklyn in 3 weeks that'll have a General Tso's breakfast, and it'll cost $38. And they're like, after losing my mind, after thinking I was Anthony Bourdain for 20 years and realizing I was just a fag with a bunch of tattoos, I decided to use my dad's money to open the most obnoxious restaurant in the world. Mm-hmm. And where we have, it's McDonald's breakfast, but with Chinese sauces.
That does, you know what? I can make something happen with that. What? Because Japanese people, we know a Japanese breakfast is a little salmon, a little rice.
Japanese. That's why that Mission Chinese place. I've been there numerous times because it's one of those. It's like, what if like,
yeah.
You go, we're in Blade Runner and we're having fermented mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah. I remember we ate there and they had that one fucked up salad where they just chopped the cabbage wrong.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of slicing it thin like nice cabbage, they fucking cut it the wrong way. And
it's too salty.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. I've had Mission stuff Chinese there that's fucking, it's fucking inedible. It's just salty.
Yeah.
Or they put too much like Szechuan pepper in there and mouth
your
is
mouth
numb.
Is tingling.
Dude, the other one closed. That's the only, the one in the city closed, I think, because there was like a fucking scandal there or some shit.
Well, restaurant's just
I think,
a place
like,
for
the
fucking.
The chef was like burning people and stuff.
It's just a place for trans people to pretend they're on a spaceship. That's all
right,
it is.
Right, that's true. And for that, it serves a purpose.
It's the people that work there are really cool. They're all really fashion people.
Yeah, it was cool. I only went there with you guys.
Yeah, yeah. The bathroom's tight. The one
I
that love.
I was just
going to
say.
It looks like the Matrix.
The bathroom's fucking awesome.
I don't like going in there because I realize how much cum there is on the front of my pants.
Yeah.
Because
everything's black light.
Yeah, it's black lights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cosmic bowling, that's a big no-no for me.
Yep. Yeah.
I really think the genesis of cosmic bowling was trying to find pedophiles hanging out at the bowling alley.
Makes sense.
Very smart.
It's a tricky place for them to hang out.
Yep. Because
you could very well be an adult that's just into bowling.
Sure.
That's a dangerous.
You could very well be
is sort of like the 38th parallel demilitarized zone between children and pedophiles. That's what the bowling alley is.
It's true.
And the DMZ is, the cosmic bowling is just a day to make sure that nobody's offside.
Right.
Have you guys checked in on bowling recently?
No.
The game has changed.
What do you mean?
There's a guy that changed the game.
What do you mean?
He bowls two-handed.
No.
Two-handed spin bowler.
That sucks.
And he's killing.
Surprising there's nothing
he's
in
going
the rules that says that you can't do
that.
He's going 300. And then people are switching over to two hands.
Oh, that stinks.
Bowling's changed.
There's a little, there's finesse to the fuck. The thing looks cool going.
I was thinking, you guys would have to be in on it, but would you want to get custom bowling balls?
Sure.
Yeah. It's a three-way vote. Yes?
Yep. Yeah.
We're doing that this week.
Can we get jackets?
Huh?
Can we get jackets?
I didn't say we're going to be on a bowling team.
Okay.
I just said we're individually going to get custom bowling balls.
I'd like to get a uniform.
And then at our leisure, we shall enjoy bowling.
Here's what I'll get. I'm going to get a skull and it's clear.
Yeah. You got to get the clear one.
Huh?
Like Mystery Man.
Is that from Mystery Man?
Yeah, she's got her dad's head in the bowling ball.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
That movie was cool.
Mm-hmm. I loved Mystery Man.
I'm going to get an eight ball in the middle of mine.
That's good.
And then people call me the pool shark.
That's awesome.
And I'm the guy.
And you suck at bowling, but you can fuck people up at pool.
I'm really good at pool.
And they're like, why you keep bowling?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to. It's fun.
Because I'm trying to. I couldn't fuck any of those Chinese girls. And that was the only reason I got good at pool.
Oh, dude, those hot Chinese ladies that do the crazy tricks.
The spider.
Yeah. She's so awesome.
Whatever that bit.
Apparently, there's a correlation between being short and being good at pool.
The shorter you are, the better pool you
are. Their best pool players are all like short.
Because they're so close to the balls.
You're closer to the table.
I went.
Your eyes.
I played pool with Caleb, and he used to be in a league in L.A. And he said it's all.
He used to be in a pool league.
He used to be in a pool league.
Caleb's
LA.
Your best friend, though, huh?
He's just a buddy, and then he said
Caleb.
Caleb from. What is it?
From List.
From what are these podcasts?
From Joe List.
About Joe List.
Pod about Joe List. Yeah. Oh, Caleb. I haven't met that guy.
I went to Boston with him.
They had a little romance.
Did you have sex with him?
No, but we like. We
did you suck his dick?
No, but we watched a little
Aaron Lopez trip.
Oh yeah, you watched
Aaron
the
Hernandez?
Aaron Lopez.
Who's Aaron Lopez?
You're Aaron Lopez. He's the Dave Portnoy slave trader.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant Aaron Hernandez.
No, the gay.
Nope,
the
I meant
gay,
the thing you were talking about.
The gay tight end murderer.
Yeah.
From the
you wouldn't have the guts to murder us, your gay lover.
Absolutely not.
You'd be the one getting murdered.
No, I'd get someone to do it for me. You know,
I'd get one of my
cousins from the other side to come over.
Yeah, yeah. You one know of those I mean? Fucking guys in the lawn chairs looking at the Palestinians.
One of those boys that got their seventh booster come over. One of them boys.
He immediately just dies because he gets a very mild
variant. The vax mandate's done, right? In New York?
I think so.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
You could do.
Dude, it was so weird just fucking traveling everywhere because
it's different everywhere.
Every city just has a different. And it's yeah. Like, it's like, what the fuck are we even doing anymore?
And I forget
so
where I was.
Arbitrary.
I forget where
and
I was.
And it's weird because it's like, you're in San Francisco, no one, you know, liberal ass place, whatever, no one gives a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
And then you go to Austin, and it's all these people that, like, have to pretend they're better than the rest of Texas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they make you, it's like, God, we're in fucking Texas. No one else gives
Chicago was like that. They were fucking crazy about the mass in Chicago.
That's wild.
And I can understand because it's an ugly city.
Sure.
I feel like the uglier the place is, the more reluctant they're going to be to give up the mass.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know? San Antonio, despite their politics, will be wearing those masks forever.
That town sucks my dick, dude. Yeah. San Antonio is fucking horrible.
D.C. will have masks forever.
Oh, forever,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the nexus of tattletale and ugly.
Yeah.
It's fucking... Oh, they're...
Yeah, just the world's most hideous
loving
women.
Rules that love. Yeah, the world's ugliest bitches that love lecturing you and that love rules.
Oh my god, they think they're so smart.
Mm-hmm. God damn, fucking.
Dumb. I remember. Right,
I hate them.
I knew somebody in D.C. that worked with a woman whose name was like, I forget her first name, but her name was like Sarah Grouch.
That's awesome.
It was like hyphenated too. It was Sarah Grouch Silverstein.
Yeah.
This is the most DC.
I'm
bitch.
Sure she got some opinions.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Rachel Grouch. This is Rachel Grouch, just in the group's Slack. Reminder that if you use the microwave, please wipe off the inside of the microwave if you use it.
Just a friendly reminder.
Just a
smiley
friendly
face.
Reminder.
Gentle reminder.
Yeah, I've installed a camera to see who's doing it, and I don't want to have to remind somebody again. This is Rachel Grouch - Greenblatt speaking.
So anyway, you were sucking Caleb's cock or whatever?
No, but he was telling me he was in a pool league, and it was just all Filipino guys, and they
That's
were nasty.
Awesome. They were probably so sick.
Nasty, yeah.
Shout out to Filipinos.
Yeah, apparently they're so good at pool.
They got some big titties over there in the Philippines.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's an awesome type of type of person.
Shout out Filipinas.
Shout out to the Filipinos with the big-ass titties and the fat asses.
The Filipinuses.
Make my pina fill up.
Yeah, they make the Filipinas fill up my penis.
That's Larry the Cable Guy. I'll tell you why I like being over here. It's because the Filipinas fill up my penis. Get her down. He's just doing it. He's doing shows
in the Philippines.
In Manila?
Yeah.
Manila was like an envelope. Yeah, because I want to lick it like a pussy. I want to lick every pussy I see over here. Manila's a good name.
And by the way, adult pussies. I'm not over here to fuck no kids.
They got a lot of pedophiles that come over here. Pedophiles probably because it sounds like Philippine. They sound similar. Is what my point is. Filipino pedophile. Kind of bounces off the tongue. Speaking of bounce, I'm going to bounce your clit off. Bounce your fucking clit off my tongue.
Your fat pussy lips off my tongue, whore.
Fucking bitch. Fucking hot bitch. You look like a janitor I pushed in. You look like a housekeeping bitch I once shoved. I dragged her in my fucking room. And I said, we'll
I was on the blue collar comedy tour.
I said, we'll keep the light on for you. Get her done. I raped her in the bathtub.
No, yeah, no one speaks English. He's just admitting to raping someone.
Yeah, Ron White's there.
I put Ron White's cigars in her pussy, made Bill Engvall smoke them. He was crying.
Yeah. I think maybe later this week I might fuck a boy.
If maybe you I'll just sucked a little kid's penis, you might be Jeff Foxworthy. You might be Jeff Foxworthy on vacation.
Blue collar sex tourism.
I think maybe this week I might fuck a little boy.
Oh fuck! Do you think there's how there's sexual tourism for perverts and whatnot?
Yeah.
Do you think there's well, pedophiles and that type of thing? They go somewhere to break the law. Do you think there's domestic
breaking the law?
Yeah, they're just playing. They're getting their dick sucked by a child and playing Judas Priest.
There I was completely wasted in the Philippines, sweating over a little boy high on ketamine. Through his screams and through his tears, I was barely hard. But I took another blue chew. And I raped that little boy. Breaking the law.
Oh, damn, we got 20 more minutes of this shit. We had a nice little break. Stav was on the road. This show is, we are going to just pre-record the fuck out of
this. Oh my God, year. It's going to be awesome.
And it's really
better.
Nice.
It's better for the show.
No, it's not. It makes the show worse, but it makes it better for our lives.
Yeah. I think it's better for the show. It's better for our lives.
Yeah. Well, I don't care about the show.
Also,
I just care about our lives. I don't even think about whether it's good or bad for the show.
I have lost all of my professional representation, so I need to book a tour. So if you have a venue that seats about 200 to 300 people that I could do four nights at anywhere, let me know. Tickets are $50.
$50, respect.
I need an upfront guarantee of $30,000 with a sellout bonus of $100,000.
The venue's just going to have to take out another mortgage to pay you. Back to the question at hand, though, fellas. Do you think there is domestic abuse tourism as well? Like, do you think some guy whose wife pisses him off,
yeah,
he's like, honey, I got good news. We're going to Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And he just checks in. As soon as he's in the hotel, just fucking wallops the
shit out of her. We've said shouty at baby, right?
Yes.
Like in India?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like in India sort of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you think that exists? Do you think there's domestic abuse tourism? And if not,
that would be the most ethical wife beater.
Not ethical,
but he just doesn't want to break the law.
Like an Indian scientist, like pushing his way into the Oval Office, and he's got like a laptop, and he's like, "Mr. President, you have to see this." And they're like, "Get this guy, hold him down." The president is like, he's Bill Pullman or whatever.
Yeah,
he's
of
like,
course.
He's like, "Let him through. What does he got to say?" And he's like, "Let him through. What is it?" And he's like, "Thank you, Mr. President. Look at this." And he opens the laptop, and it's just a picture of a woman's tits. He's like, "Okay. Oh,
my God. This is awesome.
Yeah. I am becoming so horny."
That would be fucking awesome, dude. Mm-hmm. I wish a fucking Indian scientist would come in right now with a picture of tits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking jet lagged than a motherfucker. I was on West Coast time for six weeks. Dude, I was on the West Coast the whole time. Vancouver.
You don't really look like you gained any weight.
No, I got fat as shit.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can't tell.
I gained like fucking probably 30 pounds.
Once somebody's over 250.
Yeah.
In between that and 350, I got no idea.
Yeah, there is one more level I'm desperately trying not to hit.
Also, a child, if they're in between the ages of 4 and 11, no idea. literally no fucking idea. You can show me a 9-year-old, you can be like, "He's 6." I'd be like, "I guess."
I'm with you there.
I have no fucking idea.
I don't know.
I know what a baby is.
I know what a baby is.
I know what a child is.
I know what a toddler is.
I know what some piece of shit fucking tween is.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Little mustache hairs.
Yeah.
You know? They smell worse than even a grown man for some reason.
Yeah.
My fucking, dude, yeah. When a little kid's birthday, like, I remember I was at a Greek party where it was like the kids went from, like, it was like a year, you know, it's like Easter or something. It's like all the little kids went from, like, being, like, babies to being, like, fucking preteens. Mm-hmm. They were just running around, dude. They smelled fucking horrible.
Yeah, their
bodies
are
Greek body odor fucking kicks in, dude, that's a tough day. That's a tough day in any child's life. When you realize your natural state is smelling like fucking
garlic.
Probably
smells like Aaron Lopez's stock room.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it might probably smell something like, what, a Brazil, an 19th century Brazilian Jew slave owner stock room smelled like.
Yeah.
Aaron Lopez.
What are you, what are you doing, jeweling over there?
Yeah, you stopped vaping.
Is it the Diamond
Air
Bar? I did. No, it's, you know, it's crazy. It was hard to quit, but once you get past, it's like cigarettes. Once you get past that first 3 days.
Oh, the first couple
guys
days
cock?
Suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once first 3 days of cock.
No, I have the Air Bar box.
The box? Let me see it. Oh, those.
Oh, one of those big boys.
I just get the disposables.
I used to smoke weed out of something that looked like that.
Yeah, it basically looks like
it's like a little iPod Nano.
I got it.
I need a sandwich.
It literally is the same casing.
What kind of sandwiches should we get for lunch, guys? Let's talk.
Let's
this
get
out.
Something. You want to get deli? Let's get something good. Let's order something.
I miss a sandwich. I miss a deli sandwich.
All right, let's do it. You've been on the road.
We don't have to have this deli, but I kind of.
I mean, try a new deli.
We could try a new deli. I could order something, but I'm kind of in the sandwich zone, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I kind of had a sandwich for breakfast.
Oh, okay. So your ulterior motive show now.
Well, I had a half a bagel. So
a bagel and a sandwich are not the same thing.
I had a quick bagel on the way out.
What kind of what stuff was in the bagel?
Yeah, you're gonna make fun of me, but it's one of my favorites.
Let's hear it.
It's just butter.
I'm not gonna make fun of you.
A butter on a bagel is so underrated.
You know, Scott, I brought the blender to the airport.
To the airport?
Well, through the airport.
Nice.
Brought on the
did
road.
It break?
Well, yeah, it did.
That happened to me, too.
Yeah.
Call Vitamix. They gave me a really...
I'm already on it.
Oh, my guy.
Yeah. But the because of the blades in there, I was able to sneak a knife through both LaGuardia and another airport.
Carry-on?
Yeah, carry-on.
Wow.
Just brought a fucking switchblade.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
For both, because they get so worked up about the blender. No, so I was talking to this guy. He's like, I'm going to let it slide, but I'll be honest with you. A lot of people, they just, you know, they get kind of iffy about the blade. So you might don't think this can be an all-time thing.
Right.
It's like, sure thing, officer.
And then you're like, pop, stabbed him right there.
Dude. I could have.
You could have bladed a plane.
I could have easily taken that plane.
Dude, I remember in Greece, it was like right after 9/11. They just let my dad come through with like a bag full like fucking screwdrivers and hammers. It's like my fucking
Ziploc bag.
My hoarder ass grandfather gave it to him, like as a present. Yeah. And it was just
some
trash.
Garbage.
Yeah, just sharp, dangerous garbage. And they were just like, oh, okay, it's a screwdriver. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking sick. You had a knife on you on the fucking plane. Did you feel powerful?
I did.
Because no other asshole has a weapon on there.
Dude, I brought switchblades through the airport numerous times. You know?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've like managed the, I don't know how, I just don't get fucking.
Well, they don't fucking check anything, dude.
Yeah. Do the air marshals have guns on
they
the
used
plane?
To, but I don't think they even have
isn't
air marshals.
Isn't it stupid have to have marshals. A gun on a plane? You like kill, like the cabin
I don't think they have air marshals on the
they
plane.
They don't exist anymore.
Like yeah, because I mean, it takes up a fucking seat. The airline's like, you know, unless the federal government's paying them.
They probably are.
Yeah.
But I don't think those guys are around anymore.
Damn. Imagine me jeweling on a plane and then getting shot and then the cabin pressure.
What a pointless, like, you know, like, because, you know, after 9/11, those guys thought they were all important. You'd see the air marshal and, like, they have this fucking.
Weren't they supposed to be in civilians?
But that's like they didn't
blend in.
Yeah, but you could tell, you know. And
the way every undercover cop is just.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The guys on the Bedford train platform wearing a slate gray hoodie and
Tim's. Yeah. Tim's and, like, jeans that are somehow look ironed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking, what do you call it? Like when you send a shirt to the dry cleaner?
Yeah. A 5'1" Latino guy with a shaved head wearing like 9 different vests.
Yeah. They love
vests. They're all just like all puffed out.
I got a ticket once for one of those guys. For hopping a turnstile.
For slave trading.
trying to buy an insane black guy who was just babbling. You're like, I'll give you $5 to own you.
And then
you shower him, you get him on meds, and then you sell him at a fucking markup, dude. Mm-hmm. You got some Aaron Lopez in you, Adam.
My people were in Europe getting stabbed by
my only point is the air marshals have never done anything.
Never once. Yeah, 9/11 happened, pal.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay, suck my dick.
Yeah.
If 9/11 hadn't happened, and I knew somehow that it could have,
yeah,
then I'd respect you.
And it's very funny to have a thing happen that only happens once, and then they create a job to prevent it from happening, and then those guys get to be like, "More for me, this should be happening every day."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're in the fucking giant meteor prevention office, and has a meteor hit you yet? No. Right. Well, I'd like $100,000, please.
Yeah, I would want.
I'd like to get my dick sucked. I'm a hero, like a fireman.
It's crazy that making $100,000 a year is not that much money anymore.
I know.
That used to be like, you were rich,
dude.
If you're making $100,000,
it depends where you live too.
In Baltimore,
like, in New York, it's not that much.
In New York, the median income is like $87,000, $88,000 or something.
Dude, in Baltimore,
$100K
could stretch. But I remember thinking when I was growing up, I was like, man, if I could make $40K a year.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's the only goal I had.
My first job was $40K, and I thought it was rich.
No, I never even made that much until the podcast. I mean, like, I made fucking, the most I ever made was just over, I think, 30. No, that was the first year of the podcast. Prior to that, I mean, yeah, I never made more than $25,000 a year.
Oh, yeah, the comedy. Yeah. Oh, the fucking early comedy tour days was just like fucking, when I was just like opening for people, it was like
$500 for a weekend.
Yeah, just eking out a fucking like, you know,
$2,000
a month living plus like, you know, whatever the fuck, some writing here and
great
there.
Great industry.
I mean, as a paralegal, I made some money, but.
Yeah.
Not even that much. I don't even remember how much it was. And I made a little money selling weed.
I miss my original passion of paralegaling. Well, I guess my second original passion.
Well, dude, do you ever think about going back to law school, man, finishing it up?
No, just going back to being a paralegal. Getting my notary public stamp.
Are you going to
get back in the game?
Have you ever thought about getting fucked in your ass for money?
You can do that?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be for you free,
can.
Adam.
Not me. I can't do it. You can.
So I have to pay people to fuck me in the ass? Is that what
you're real quick, you're gay.
So fucking true.
You got it.
All right. If it's not going to be a sandwich, what's it going to be then, Adam?
I don't know.
Nick, where do you land
on
the
issue? I'm feeling like we're going to go sandwich.
I'd like a nice, like I said, it doesn't have to be the sandwich. But I'd kind of like to hold a sandwich. I might go, Hans? Come on, man. Throw a little cable on, eat a sandwich. That doesn't sound awesome.
I would love to watch TV with my boys.
That's what I'm saying.
And I promise you, Stav, I won't do the thing I did last time we were watching TV.
What did you do last time?
I sent you that picture of my penis.
Oh, Mike, I forgot about that.
I'm sorry about that. You didn't like it.
I hated it. Not only did you send me a picture of your penis, you kept sending it.
I just thought it was
funny. You sent like five pictures
of your
cock. I
thought it was funny if you just don't say anything, you're sitting next to your boy, and then his phone buzzes.
One time it's funny.
I guess
but
so.
You did it like four times.
I guess so, dude. Nick doesn't like the game. We were talking about it in Chicago. He said he doesn't like the game.
The game of sending each other our cocks?
It's not a game. It's just
not a game.
You
it's
do
you doing gay
weird.
Shit.
No, the premise is that it's gay to send a girl a picture of your penis, but it's tight to send your boys a picture
that's,
of the penis.
That's not a good premise.
That's the game.
It's not a game. It's the thing you just said over and over again.
Here's the thing.
If I say it enough times, it's fucking true, Nick.
Here's the thing. I appreciate it because now I have incredible power over you.
Yeah, you can sign me up for Grindr.
Because I could fucking leak your cock pics at any moment.
That's true. You have compromat.
I have compromat on you.
You're like Vladimir Putin.
Yep. Maybe I'll start releasing a dick pic every a pixel a day.
No, you gotta give me. Okay, one pixel a day. That's fine.
One pixel a day.
How many pixels those shits have? They're probably millions.
Well, you know, I don't mean a full, you know, just a little square a day then. I don't mean the actual pixel. I just mean little by little. I'm leaking my cock.
I got to piss real quick.
Fine, dude.
Go pee, bro.
Do you see Batman yet?
I saw Batman.
Don't tell me about it. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, can I say if I liked it?
No. No, you can't.
I won't say that.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd say no, and then I'd be like, sick, well, let's go watch Batman.
Oh, I would... Maybe. I'll go again.
Okay.
It's 3 hours. That's
the,
only the
thing that's holding me back,
I went,
too.
I went... I got tickets last second. A friend of mine, Phil, texted me, and he's like, I got tickets to an IMAX screening on Long Island.
Long Island?
And then I got in the car, and it was like... I pulled up Waze, 1 hour and 40 minutes there.
Oh.
But you know what? Nice to go for a drive.
1 hour 40, dude.
It was nice. But I really was like, fuck you, dude. You fucked me. And then
it's a 3 hour movie. The whole process took you 7 hours.
I was like leaving to go pick him up, and he was like, you know, leave at this time so we can get food. And then thankfully I left at that time because we needed
traffic
that time.
Was wild.
No, on the way back, also cruising back in the middle of the night from Long Island.
That's cool.
It was sick. I got back in 35, 40 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was fast.
Holy fuck, it took that long to fucking get there?
Dude, but it's all getting out of the city. It's all going through fucking Queens.
Yeah.
It took for fucking ever. Dude, did I tell you why I got that swastika thing, Nick?
What swastika thing?
What are you talking about?
I got mad at Steven.
Someone drew a swastika.
We're at that bar where you can like draw on the tables.
Yeah,
Yeah. And Alex drew a swastika, and then Steven, like, he was wasted. And he was just like doing this bit where he's like, who came up to our table and drew this swastika? It couldn't have been Adam. It couldn't have been my friend Alex. And so he like called the waiter over. And I got really mad at him for doing this. But he's like, sir, someone has come over to our table and drawn a swastika, a symbol of the Nazi Party of Germany, on our table. And it wasn't any of us. And the guy was like, you know what? I'm going to bring your check right now. You guys are out of here. And we got kicked out.
That's funny.
And he's like, sir. No, it was very funny.
This is a story about you being jealous of how funny Steven is.
No, it was very funny. The bit was
very funny. Oh,
wow, changed your tune
time. No.
The bit was very
funny, right? But I was like, listen, this guy's at work. He's like fucking stressed out at work. I was like, just go apologize so we don't have to leave. And he's like, Adam? So he went up to the fucking waiter again. And he was like, sir, I'd like you to ask every single person in this room.
God.
He like doubled down instead of being like, listen, sorry, we were fucking around.
Yeah.
And so we all had to fucking leave.
That's hysterical.
And so I was like mad at him. I was like,
no,
you're
mad at Steven for committing to the bit.
He committed to
coming
the bit.
Coming up
and
with
it was
a
very
better bit than
no,
you.
No, the entire time I said, this is a very good bit. It's very funny.
You really are changing your tone.
I was mad that we got kicked out.
You're trying to tattle on Steven
to me
when you know the show has to end in exactly like 3 minutes and
damn,
10 seconds.
I wasn't done with my beer, and I was pissed. I wanted to finish. I was like, you could have just gone up to him and been like, sorry, I was fucking around. It was very funny.
Where'd you go after?
It was funny doubling down and saying, I'd like you to ask every single person at this bar. Where'd I go after? I went home.
Wow.
That was the night.
Night was over.
He killed the night.
He killed the night.
He assassinated the night.
Yeah. Damn, 3 minutes, huh?
3 minutes. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything that long.
Fuck. I just keep thinking about sandwiches, to be honest. I'm trying to think if I should go warm or cold.
Sav, build your perfect sandwich for 3 minutes.
I don't know what mood I'm in, though. Am I going breakfast? I haven't had breakfast. Or am I going fucking cold cut? Italian sub?
Oh.
Little mayonnaise?
Interesting.
Little mayonnaise, little fucking tomato, onion. Fucking hot capicol.
Oh, a gabagool?
A little fucking gabagool. A little fucking salam. Some mortadella. Dude, mortadella? That's a fucking underrated.
Super underrated. I was about to say.
Underrated fucking cut, especially in an ensemble Italian. You take the fucking... Sometimes people put ham in there.
Mm-hmm.
Get that the fuck out of my face. Do not put ham in my fucking Italian sub.
No.
What the fuck is this? Free lunch at Baltimore City Public Schools?
It's got to have a fucking
Italian
name. I'm not
eating a fucking
name.
Ham sandwich. Well, they try and say it's ham cappy. That ain't it. Sometimes you just give me ham, and I'm not a fucking idiot.
Bro, we should order from this place.
What's it called?
It's 20-minute delivery.
What's it called?
Wind Sun Bakery.
Isn't that a donut place?
Yeah, it's just...
They have donuts at the place.
Ian brought.
No, the breakfast sandwiches are really good.
It's the stuff Ian brought that one time.
They do, and they also do a breakfast sandwich
Adam
that instead of a bun,
donut.
instead of a bun. It's not a donut. Shut the fuck up.
It's a sweet bakery.
First of all, it's
the stuff Ian brought to the cab.
Shut the fuck up.
First of all, the donuts were good, but
let me finish.
Go ahead. What's in it? What is it?
It's a Taiwanese
making fun of Steven.
He is. Shut up.
Flat.
It's a Taiwanese place.
Now he's got to recommend.
I wasn't making fun of Steven. I said why I got mad.
Steven,
why I got
who's
mad.
Not a professional comedian, by the way. He's just our regular
you
friend.
You told a confusing
he
story.
He tried to be funny like me.
No,
Adam
he's very Fuhrman, funny.
Professional comedian.
We all know he's very funny.
And it was disrespectful to a service worker.
To our workers.
To a work, to the working
they
kind.
Kept this
he
country.
He disrespected the workers. And that's my concern is the workers.
All right, so
was the essential.
It is, honestly,
shut up,
you, if you run that back and listen to it, Adam, you're all over the place.
No,
story.
I said I.
You're all over the place with that story.
I said.
I said
I got mad at Steven for
and I said go apologize just so I don't have to leave.
I didn't want to go.
You could have gone to another bar, dude.
You did. I didn't.
It was at the
go.
Time of night where you
but
didn't want to go somewhere.
But more importantly, the workers.
No, the guy, what? And listen.
He works very hard.
He kept this country, the workers kept this country open at the height of the coronavirus pandemic. Okay. And I thank the workers every day.
Okay.
Okay, listen. Winsun Bakery is a Taiwanese bakery, right? Mm-hmm. So they have a breakfast sandwich where instead of a bun, they have one with a milk bun that's very good, but they have one that where they use a scallion pancake. Ooh. And it is sexy. It is a sexy breakfast sandwich.
You know that again, all that's interesting, but what I've said to you is I haven't been home in a while. I'd like a nice New
that's
York
fine.
City deli sandwich.
That's fine. We go do that.
Okay. I've had plenty of Chinese type shit. I was in Vancouver. I was in fucking San Francisco.
San Francisco.
I was in Los Angeles. I've had a lot of Asian type food.
Damn, now I'm looking at this place. I don't want it.
Look, we can order donuts too, but I need a breakfast sandwich.
Make a fried chicken that's also really good.
Or I don't know if I need a breakfast. I can't decide. Do I go breakfast? Do I go fucking sub?
Okay, if you want to go breakfast sandwich, you should go one of these.
Life is hard. I don't want fucking scallion pancakes on
my
fucking...
They have without scallion pancakes.
This is a classic Adam move. I say I want something.
Okay.
You clearly really want something else. And you try and convince me I want what you want.
No, this you're saying you want breakfast sandwich.
Gaslighting.
This is Adam's
this
move,
isn't
dude.
Gaslighting.
Adam, you do this constantly.
Is telling Stav that he
this is how
said
we ended up in fucking Japan. When we were supposed to just go to fucking Australia.
Listen, we adjusted to the time.
Fucking
and
piece of
shit.
It
really made those shows a lot better.
I loved fucking hobbling around on a foot that had just healed in one of the fucking.
And re-injuring.
And basically having to ice my foot down every day so you could get fucking vintage clothes. You fucking piece of shit.
I only marked out.
So
about
fuck
seven
you
shopping
and fuck
days.
Winsun, whatever the fuck bakery.
All right, you don't. Have to
we're know. Definitely not getting it because I just remember Japan and
now
got
you're
pissed
mad
off.
At me. Listen, we should have gotten prostitutes. I'm sorry.
If you had just bought me a whore with big tits, all this would have been fucking forgotten.
I was looking it up, and it was like apparently some places they only want Japanese people.
Listen, That's not what I need to figure out. You should have made it up to me for dragging me to Japan by getting me a big-titted prostitute. Yeah. But are you a good friend?
Bad friend.
I'm not going to say overall you're a bad friend.
You're implying it, though.
I'm not going to say overall, but that wasn't your... I'll put it this way. That wasn't your best moment as a friend.
I suppose.
Okay?
I thought it was going to be a lot different. I thought a lot of things were going to be a lot different.
Yeah. That's true. There's another element of that trip that both of you subjected me to.
That was also great.
Wait,
that
what
was,
element of the trip? I forgot.
We both had girls. But the other thing that was great about that trip is that Nick lost $40,000.
Oh, was that?
No,
that
not
happened?
On that trip. No.
I thought you were day trading while we were there.
I made money while we were there. Didn't happen until after.
I thought you were in the Airbnb day trading. I remember.
Oh, yeah. You were kind of obsessed with something.
Yeah.
No, I just moved a bunch of money into crypto.
Was that the initial? Was that the start?
Yeah, it was like, it was fall of 2017. And then the market was the bottom of the market, but then it did halve real quick in December after that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
And by the way, folks, this counts as, don't think because we're over 3.5 minutes The next episode is going to be 57 minutes now.
Oh, yeah. In fact.